No matter what the type, no matter how the creature is, so it's always Yachweikos. It's always Yachweikos. And then we see that the Rambam is Chelik and Teisa is another point too, because Teisa says that Yachweikos doesn't mean, let's say, the star is $100 star. So the labor has to pay $50. It's not Yachweikos in the amount specified in the star, but Yachweikos means there has to be a chluke on the value of the star. How much would the malve of such a star, $100 star, get from the keach? The market value of the star. So let's say a $100 star, so the malve, if you want to sell it to a keach, so you wouldn't get more than $80. So that means Yachweikos that the labor has to pay $40. That's the pshat according to Teisa. But according to the Rambam, so Yachweikos means the amount specified in the star is $100 star, the Yachweikos means the labor has to pay $50. That's another question on which Teisa and the Rambam are chilek. But there is a fundamental machlekes between the Rambam on one hand and Teisa and Rashi on the other, as to whether Rabbi Yechanan is chilek HaRebleza or Rabbi Yechanan not chilek HaRebleza. So according to Rashi and Teisa, Rabbi Yechanan is not chilek HaRebleza. I mean, the Gemara Mefaresh is not chilek. In other words, how do they both explain the Gemara? The Rabbi Yechanan is not chilek HaRebleza. So then the Gemara is the Kache, that's the Echot of the Teisa, that's the Teiret, but Tanya is the Moshe Shem Agad, so it's really called Teiret Mitzvah. So when does Rabbi Yechanan say, that you're chilek, called Teiret Mitzvah. But then, can Echot of the Teisa, the Echot of the Teiret, so then it's the Teisa, then it's the Teiret. But the Rambam says, it's the Gevalet Vilchet, מאוד לא יודע, לא יודע, לא שניים שמיר ומשטר, המאוד זה אינו שליו, ונמצאים לפור הבא ימחו, והלוי זה אינו אופרטיב וממני נופר, אם הוא היה שטר שיוכל לקיים עם זה נשבע שאין לו גדום מי ופוחת מחציו, וזה נשבע שאין לו גדום מי פוחת מחציו, וישאל עם הלוי ו... וישאל עם הלוי ומח, וישאל עם הלוי ומח. So we see, so the Rambam says, it's always Yachweikos. It's always Yachweikos. Now, so the question is, the Rambam is contrary to the Gemara? Because the Gemara says, L'tzricha l'koyter v'mitzeh, that means Rabbi Yechanan is not chilek HaRebleza. So the halacha has to be like that. So the Magid Mishne says, the Dom Mishne says, Yulai hoistolem girsa acheres v'tugis ha-Gemoret. In other words, so according to Magid Mishne, the Rambam had a different girsa. I suppose what the Magid Mishne means is that the Rambam's Girsa was, so Omer Ablaza Machlekes Visheshneim Adukim Teiret, Shneim Teiret, Avlecha Dodo Gitirah Teiret, Zeit Teiret, Zeit Teiret. The Rabbi Yechanan Neimah, Rabbi Yechanan Omer, Leilom Chelkin, Vafilo Echad Dodo Gitirah, Echad Dodo Gitirah. And then, from Vayatanya, up to Omer Ravache, Mizif to the Rabbine, so the Rambam wasn't there. So the Meile, so in Meile, according to the Rambam, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yechanan, so he passed him like Rabbi Yechanan. That is a very simple fact. Now, however, the Goyen says, no, that the Rambam had that guilt. But the Goyim says that the Rambam agrees with Shitas Rashi. Rashi says, now because the question is this, how do we say that Echad Odom Yitzhak is Echad Odom Yitzhak? So is there Mikl Teiret? It means the Domim of the Teiret? The Domim of the Teiret is against vis-a-vis the Domim of the Teiret, the Shtar that says only that which is mentioned in the Teiret. That means everything but Zman. So, but the Eidi, Abnis, Na'akoli, the Rashi, so the Teiret is on the upper part, in the upper portion of the Shtar, and the Teiret is in the lower portion of the Shtar. So the Chassidus Eidi is right beneath the Teiret. So in other words, if the Malve holds the Teiret, so it doesn't hold the Chassidus Eidi in his hand. So Rashi says, because this goes according to Shimon Gamliel, who says, in the Shabbat Kotzle, is in totally kindness. So Mele, but according to Rebbe, according to Rebbe is different. So what does it mean according to Rebbe is different? So we saw that the Rashbah says that according to Rebbe is on the contrary, if the Malveh holds the Teiret does not have the Chimus Eilim. So just Dvorim Baalim is just words. I mean there is no Eilim, he doesn't hold the Eilim, so he doesn't hold, he's not Muzak in Ishtar. Ishtar, without Eilim, that's nothing. He's not Muzak in anything. If Tumem Milse Baalim is Muzak. So according to the Rashi, this word, so he should forget it. So Rashi means, Avol Alibi the Rebbe is the Malveh. If the Malveh will hold the Teiret and deliver the Teiret, he won't be able to collect anything. But the Goyen explains Rashi differently. The Goyen explains Rashi that for you, Rav Shimon Gamliel means Mishtashi Kotzei in Torah Likaimi. In Torah Likaimi. So, Pani Mishkotzei. But, so that's how Alibi the Rav Shimon Gamliel. Masheikin Alibi the Rebbe. Masheikin Alibi the Rebbe, as we explained last time. So, Alibi the Rebbe. So the star doesn't testify as to the non-payment. So how is the non-payment established? Even in the case where the Malveh holds exclusively, he has the exclusive possession. Even in the case where the Malveh has the exclusive possession of the star, so it's on the basis of minik. So when is that yichoche on the basis of minik established? If the Malveh has in his hand the star and also the Eidim. But if he doesn't have the star and also the Eidim, so then the minute, the choche that is based upon minute of Neodom is not established. So the Mele, since the choche that is based upon minute of Neodom is not established, so the Mele is always chil, according to the Goyim. So that's what the Goyim says. The Goyim says that the Rambam has the same guilt as Rashi, and he agrees with the Pshat and Rashi. But as Rashi says, that what Reb Elazar says, Zenitel Teiret, Zenitel Teiret is only a little bit of Shimon Gamliel, Masheinkin according to Rebbe, so it's always chil. So the Rambam passed chil. As a matter of fact, in the Baal HaTrumah, so he also says, the Baal HaTrumah says, that this is only Alibi the Rav Shimon Gamliel. Alibi the Gamliel, Mashingin according to Rebbe, who says, we did Shtashi Kotzei, Zorot Likainei, so it's always Chiluk in Afil. Echad Odu B'teiret, V'echad Noto B'teiret. All right. Now, the Shach, so in other words, the Goyen says that the Rambam did not have a different deal. The Shach also wants to explains the Rambam, on the basis of our deal. Now, so how does he explain it? So he says something very strange. The Shach is Simon Samachet. So he says something very strange. He says as follows. First of all, the Shach says that according to Rashi and Tetzves, so the whole Loshna Gemara is difficult. All right. So he says that Rashi explained it differently. The Rambam. How did Rashi explain it? The Rabbi Yechon Nomar Leilom Chil. Then the Gemara asks, Vakilechot Odut B'Teifes, Veechot Odut B'Teiret? Wisst ihr, was kann ich denn nicht mal geschehen in der Gas? So, was lecher oder wie sehen wir, this is not part of the parcel of Rebirchen in Zmemre. That's already the beginning of the Gemore Skashi, according to Rashi. So, the Gemore, so, the Gemore Skashi is against Rebirchen. Rebirchen is a Schilkin, was viel lecher oder wie sehen wir, also ich sehe, also Schilkin. But it couldn't be, was kann ich, we learned in the price, denn ich mal geschehen in der Gas. So, the Gemore says, loi zriche. In other words, when Rabbi Yechon, it says, Leilam Chilkin, it has reference to the case of Koyetir of Mitzvah. So, the Koyetir of Mitzvah applies to Rabbi Yechon's memory, not to the bride. He says, the Rambam explains as follows. Rabbi Yechon, Omar, Leilam Chilkin, Vakirei Chodot Vitevez, Vakirei Chodot Vitevez. So, period. In other words, Vakirei Chodot Vitevez, Vakirei Chodot is part and parcel of the Lashon of Rabbi Yechon. So the Gemara is the Kashe Vatanye. How can Rabbi Yechanan say that even in the case of Echol and Yitzhak, the Echol and Yitzhak, it's still Chilki, what they learned in the Braise, then they call it Mokim Shiodim Agaat? So the Gemara says, Lo Yitzriche, not Kashe says Lo Yitzriche, because it says reference to Rabbi Yechanan's memory. So the Rambam would say, no, Lo Yitzriche, the Braise of then they call it Mokim Shiodim Agaat, has reference to Koyetir of Yitzhak. The Koyetir of the Mitzvah. So, what does it mean the Koyetir of the Mitzvah? So, what does Mekashim Agat? So, it doesn't mean that in that case, now, Koyetir of the Mitzvah, yes, so Koyetir of the Mitzvah, so it doesn't mean that in that case, so they divide the value of the Shtar, Koyetir of the Mitzvah. As far as the value of the Shtar is concerned, how much a Shtar is worth the shoe. How much is star is worth this shoe, so then it's always healthy. In other words, if it's $100 star, if it's $100 star, and let's say the price that one would pay, Likeach would pay for the $100 star would be $80, so it's healthy, in other words, 40 and 40. In other words, 40 would have to pay and 40 would keep the lady. 40 would keep. But then when he says, Vatan is in it like Bokim Shed Magad, so that means that if, let's say, the Malve, let's say, the Malve holds up to here, and the Leiva holds up to here. So he's in it like Shed Magad, so it's Riche, the Koyetere Benise, so then he's in it like Moshe Magad, Lotter Alpiz Lechose. This is the Morasaya, Lotter Alpiz Lechose, because this piece of paper, the shtar, so has two values. First of all, it has the value of the piece of paper. The value of the piece of paper, that's what's out with Fuchuse. It might be worth less than a penny, and it might be worth more than a penny. I mean, maybe it's fancy paper. So that's one thing. So as far as its value as a piece of paper is concerned, so it's like talis. So just as Ligabi talis, so we say as Mokish Yodim Agat, so here too. But then its value, our main concern is not with its value as a piece of paper, what else people say, but with its value of the Shibud, or its value because of the Shibudim it represents. So insofar as the value of the Shibudim is concerned, as the value of Shibudim, so then we say that it's healthy. We say it's healthy, but if the Koyetir is meat, so in other words, here is in the middle is the tail, that's the essence of the shtar, and here the Malve holds on, and here the Leiva holds on. So that means they both hold on to the blank portions of the shtar, because the written portion, I mean the tail, is in the middle, and here is blank, here is blank. So the Mele, in such a case, the Malve holds on here, so a blank portion, and Leiva holds on to a blank portion. And in the middle is the Shtar, no one holds on to the Shtar itself. That's the Mitzvah. So the Mele, so the value of the Shtar is Chilki, and the value of the Shtar is Chilki. Mashein Kein, now according to the Rambam, it means Chilki doesn't mean the value of the Shtar, how much it is worth of Ikea. But it means the amount specified. Well, that the Shach doesn't discuss. But then when it says Zenit Atmod Yogi, Amokim Shiodim Agat, the Malve takes this piece
And the Levi takes this piece that means what out with Mechutz. So the Gemara has the Kashe, Yochem Ailememba. So what kind of a Chiddush is it? Bishloim in the case where the one who holds on, to the Shtar, so he holds on to the written part of the Shtar. So then we cannot give away the piece that is that has the Shtar in it on the basis of its value, what the Alpes Luchuse. Because after all, the value of what the Alpes Luchuse is of minimal importance vis-a-vis, I mean, the value of the Shtar. So in Mele, we don't cut off any portion of the Shtar that has any written material on it. Because with that we'll be able to be gave. Mashiach in the case where both hold on to the blank portions of the Shtar and the Teret, the Shtar, the essence of the Shtar is the middle, then the Shtar will not even be affected. What? Nothing will happen to the Shtar if you just cut off here a blank piece and you cut off a blank piece here. The Shtar will remain intact. You'll just cut off the blank portion. So why not accommodate the parties to hold on to the pay, to the two portions, to the two end portions of the paper of the Shtar? Why shouldn't they do it, even if it's worth very little? So what? It still has a certain worth. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Yochem I remember. So what kind of a chiddush it is that zeleit lad mokim shiodem agas in the blank portion? The blank portion, so it's like talent. So it has little value, so it's worth a penny, it's worth half a penny. But why not give each one that piece that he holds on, just as in the talents we say, ad mokim shiodem agas. So the Gemara says, "Loi tzricha dikoyetira v'mit." Dikoyetira v'mit. So what is the chiddush? The chiddush is, this is something very strange. So the Shach says as follows. In other words, if it's not koyetira v'mit, in other words, if the malve would hold the teret, and the leaves that he fed, so then it's chil. Then it's a pshit as it's chil, according to Rabbi. But in the case where neither one holds on to the shtar itself, but they both hold on to the blank portions of the shtar, but the shtar, the essence of the shtar, is very close to that blank portion that is held by the mouth. In other words, let's say here is the shtar, and here all the mouth holds on here, and here is the shtar, it's very close. Mashiach in the Levi, he holds on here, so it is comparatively removed from the portion that the Levi, so the shtar, the tear from the shtar, is comparatively removed from the piece that is held by the Levi. So then I would say, in the case where they hold on, where the mouth will hold on to the teiret, the leaves will hold on to the teifet. So then of course we cannot say that the mouth who holds the teiret in his hands should be able to collect the major part of the shtar. That we don't. But in the case where no one holds on to the written portion of the shtar, each one holds on to the blank portion of the shtar, but the malve holds on to that black portion of the shtar that is very close to the teiret, whereas the leave holds on to that blank portion of the shtar that is comparatively at a great distance from the teiret. So in such a case I should say that the malve should be able to collect the whole shtar. So komash will know. Now, so everybody raises the question, what kind of logic is it? I mean, in the case where the mouth holds the whole teret, so then he is not able to collect. He doesn't have any more schusim than the lady. Then it's yachleit. But if they both hold on to the blank portion, but the shtar happens to be very close to the blank portion, So in that case, I would say perhaps that he should be able. So this is what the Gemara says. Mal, so since if you divide it widthwise, so then the malveh so will cut off here, and then you'll have the whole star. Not a word will be missing. Just a blank piece of paper will be cut off on it. So, and then you'll be able to collect the whole star with it. The whole debt. So Mali Tame only click hoche. In other words, divide it this way. So in other words, he doesn't say. But I could have a talk that in the case where they hold down to the blank portions of the staff and the tailor is in the middle, but the tailor happens to be very close to the hands of the malve, that the malve should get the whole star. In other words, we'll cut it this way, and then you'll have the whole style be able to collect all that. So the question is, what kind of logic is there that in saying that whereas in the case where the Malveh holds mamish the whole table, then he doesn't get anything over and above the label much. But in the case where he doesn't hold even part of the table on the star itself, he just holds in his hands the blank portion that is very close to the Tehrev, and the Tehrev is not held by either party, so in such a case, he should get the whole star. I mean, what's the story? What's the logic behind it? So they are Deichem Ishtayodayim, I mean, what the Shachter. But it's not so strange. It's not so strange what the Shachter. After all, I mean, all this, the Gemara only says, B'derech Talkedayinach, I mean, but even the Emet, we don't say it. So B'derech Talkedayinach, we can understand it. Because actually there is, when a Malveh holds the staff, so then there is a raya, the fact that he holds the staff, there is a raya that the staff was not paid. Whether it's a raya of shtoretz or it's a choches donis, whatever the reason is, but there is a raya that whenever the Malveh produces the staff, so we don't doubt the fact that it was not paid. So we assume, we take it for granted, that it wasn't. Because shtar beyond my body. So there is a yechoheh. Whenever the Malveh holds the shtar, there is a yechoheh that it wasn't. Of course, only when the Malveh holds the shtar. But if the shtar is in the street, so then there are no yechoheh whatsoever. But in the case when the Malveh holds the shtar, so then there is a yechoheh, shtar beyond my body, that the shtar was not paid, the debt was not paid. Whatever the reason is, whether it's a ray of shtoretz or a yechoheh zodi, but there is such a yechoheh. Now suppose, I mentioned it last time, suppose the Malveh would hold onto the whole star, when the Malveh would just, just by the margin, would hold onto a little tiny piece of paper and the margin at the other end. So it would be, as the Gemara says in connection with Talis, that where one holds the Talis and the other one is Schuchel Israel. So Schuchel Afum, so one holds the whole Talis and the other one just holds in his hands the fringes at one end. So that's nothing. So the same thing, if the Malveh would hold the whole staff, and then the Levi would hold on to a little tiny piece of the blank paper, of the blank portion. So it's Rucha Mitra, so it's Rucha Lav Kuma. So then the Malveh would be able to collect. Why? Because the fact that he holds the staff, and the Levi just holds on to a small piece of paper, so that establishes the raya of shtar beyond my boy, so that means he is in possession of the shtar, the Malveh in possession of the shtar, and the lady is just Ruchem Mishrech. So the Mele, there is the choche of shtar beyond my boy, so he would be able to collect the whole debt. So Mele, we could have a sacrificer. True, in the case where both hold down to the shtar itself, to the written part material of the shtar, but the Malveh holds down to the tailor, and the lady holds down to the tailor, so why the tailor is more than the tailor? So in such a case, so we say, no, the Yechoche of Shtar beyond my boy is not established. Yeah. When is the Yechoche of Shtar beyond my boy established? In other words, if the Malveh is the exclusive music of the Shtar, then there is the Raya of Shtar beyond my boy. But here, the Malve holds the Teves, and the Leve holds the Teves. So each one has in his hand a portion of the Shtar itself, of the written, of the written part of the Shtar. So in Mele, the Malve is not in Muzik, and he is not a soul Muzik in the Shtar. Mashiach came in the case where both hold down only to the blank portions of the Shtar. And no one holds the Shtar itself, the written part. But the written part of the Shtar is very close to the blank portion that the Malve holds. So I would say, in this case, since the written part is very close, is bordered, since the written part of the Shtar borders upon the blank portion that is in the hands of the Malve, so it's considered that if the Malve is the Muzik in the whole Shtar, what does the Leve have? Shlucha Mitzvah. He only has a blank piece of paper in his hands. The Malve has more than a blank piece of paper. It's a blank piece of paper, but that blank piece of paper borders upon the Shtar. So I would say, he is a Muzik and the Leve is just Shlucha Mitzvah. So, in such a case, the Malve is, so the Raya of Mishtobi and my boy is established. So, Kamash Mono. So it's not so strange, I mean, what the Shakti. So there are three different pshotim in the Shittas HaRambam. There are three different pshotim in the Shittas HaRambam. One is what the Magnishne says. That's the simplest thing. In other words, the Rambam has another girsa. The Rambam was not gearing from Vatanya up to Omer Ravachem Distor Rabine. And the second pshat is the Goyim pshat in the Rambam, because the Rambam agrees with Rashi. And they call it Rashi, so this Gemara goes only according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. However, according to Rebbe, it's always Yachleiko. Not like the Ritzvos pshat, that according to Rebbe, so the Malve holds the Teres, so it only doesn't get anything. And then the pshat of the Shach. All right. Now, the Chidush here is Anchish Mishpet. So he has a very strong cast. I really don't know why all the other Mitzikirin don't have that cash. I don't know why. So he has a very strong cash. Now in this case of Shnayim Adukim Mishtar, so why don't we say Anitim Chavir Olamarai? There is a machlekes who say there are certain noshim, seites, that are not chasing. They're not chasing. So the Maima Morim cannot be Mivarya, she's not chasing. It's a whole list of Noshims, Eru Shein Sheishit. So the question is, can she collect the Ksuve or she can't collect the Ksuve? Or she can't collect the Ksuve? In other words, if she was Mizane, so she's Mivarya Saldat. So she's Mastered the Ksuve. But maybe she's innocent? We don't know. If she chases, so then the Maima Morim Amazvah. But if she's not chasing, so it's a Sophic. Whether she was in Dinzo, there was Kibbutz here. So she's a Sophic Dinzo. Sophic was Dinzo. So the question is, can she collect the Ksuve? So there is a Maima. Now, so the Aloch in Yitam, Beitim Chaber, over Ayu, there is a Sophic. Who is considered Muzik? So Bisham, I say, Shtaroi Midligvei, he goes to. Since she has a shtar, so she is the Muzik. Because shtar and midligvei is govodom. And we still say, shtar and midligvei is lavki govodom. So since it's a sofik, whether she's in veratoldah or she's not in veratoldah, so I'm meeting with Chavir Olaraye. Who is Muzik in the Moed? The Baal, the Leve. Now, of course, we pass through like Bithila. The shtar and midligvei is lavki govodom. Now, here there is a machlekes, there is an argument between the Maal and the Leve. Whether it was pain or it wasn't pain. Who is the Moi? The Leve is the Moi. So the Mele, according to the Sila, the Shtaro Emid Leve, is love to Govodome. Even if it came with Leve, it's Mamesh is love to Govodome. That's why the Malve who has the Shtar is not considered the Muzik. The Leve who has Moi is considered the Muzik. So here too, I mean, no matter what is done, there is still a topic we don't know. The boat hold down to the Shtar. So we don't know whether it was paid or it wasn't paid. Malvei no sheliyu, Ich noch von mir mir ihr wie mach auch ja. Wie operati. So, wir noch von mir mir. So we don't know. And the lady said, move back, he said, the father shouldn't be able to collect even one penny. It's a very strong cash. It's a very strong cash. Now, so we can answer this cash in two ways, I think. One way is, let's say, we see the taste that says, that Yahweku, even when it's Yahweku, it does not mean Yahweku, the amount specified in the star, let's say, if the star is $100 star, so it's Yahweku, it means the leve, the malve collects $50. No, but Yahweku means the value of that star. If $100 star has a value of 20 kia, of $80, so it's Yahweku, it means 40 and 40. So the malve collects 40 and the leve keeps 40. Keeps 40. Now, so this is Tetashi. This is Tetashi. Now, so the Rambam, from Rambam's Loshnik, Mashma, no, that Yahweku means the amount specified in the Shtar. Now, so we could say, so I said, in other words, when it says Yahweku, so when it says Yahweku, and it doesn't mean the amount specified in the Shtar, but it means the value of the Shtar, so I said that when it is Yahweku, so then it is not on the basis of an Antad. Now Teisa Shiti Shtai Mod Mitalas Yahweku is based on Antade. So why? So we say an Antade, since both are down to the Shtar, to the Ktalas, and each one says Anikitasi, Anik Bati Trilo. So we say Tavai Badodagi. Anantad, why? Because of Chazon Komashion Shishalei. Now here we are not concerned about the piece of paper. We are concerned about the shibudim. The shibudim that the shtar represents. So here, Tesis would agree that we do not apply the concept of an ansad. We could argue that here too it's on the basis of an ansad. But if Tesis had held that here it's also on the basis of an ansad, now and here the question is not who picked up the piece of paper first. Because suppose we'll know that the Levi picked up the piece of paper first. And then the Malve grabbed it from him. But at the same time it will be shown that the Malve lost it and it wasn't paid. So you'll still be able to collect the debt. So the important thing here is not who picked it up first, by Talis. So the important question is, the crucial question is, who picked up the talis first? Because the talis was hefker. But here, in regard to the value of Lotte Alpitz Lachute, all right, they're not economic. But we're not concerned about the value of Lotte Alpitz Lachute. We are concerned about the value of the Shibudi. So, Mimele, here we could not say, Anansad. We could not say Anansad. Tesis could say, one could apply this role of Anansad here too, on the basis of the assumption that just as in the case were to hold on to it out. So we say, Chazok HaKomashi HaMishole is Mivaya, that it belongs to both of them. So Mimele, now by Shtoreth there is also Aloche. There is Aloche, that is the Malve, hold the Shtar. So it's a raya that it wasn't paid, whatever the raya is based upon, whether the raya paid it or an ichoch ezorit. But when the malve produces ishtar, so when the malve is muzik in ishtar, so it's a raya that it wasn't paid. So Mimele, just as in the case where the malve himself produces the ishtar, so it's a raya it wasn't paid, so when both fall down to the ishtar, so it's a raya that they have was paid. And maybe that's the reason as to why they both hold on to the Shtar. We could argue it, I don't think that it would be very reasonable, but one could argue that way. In other words, so why do they both hold the Shtar? Apparently, half of the Shtar, half of that was paid. But, so then, if that had been Teta Shite, so then Teta should say that the Yahweku means that half of the debt specified in the Shtar has to be paid. But Teisa says, no, not only that, half of the value of the Shtar. So it's certainly not on the basis of an Ansadeh that half of the debt was paid, because if it's an Asana, every debt was paid, let him pay half of the debt. Not half of the market value, not half of the market value. So, take it all, that in as much as here, our main concern is not who picks up first, but our main concern is whether it was paid or it wasn't paid, so we cannot apply the thing of Yachleiku from the point of view of Anasade. But here is Yachleiku on the basis of Momen Amutu Bitopical, which is a pure Terek theory, as the Jewish are saying. We got the Momen Amutu Bitopical. Echum Yidin Vechad Bishon. So Jew Weinstein was Vitale, so they were based upon Anasade. But where Anasade doesn't apply is, for example, Weinstein was looking at Mishtar. So then we apply the principle of Momen Amutu Bisofi. Of Momen Amutu Bisofi is Chel. Momen Amutu Bisofi is Chel. Now, so that is, so Mele, if it is on the basis of Momen Amutu Bisofi is Chel, so then we do not have to, now, so the question is this. So Memele, there is no kashe. If, let's say, the Aloch had been upon the din of Murze, so then, according to the Sirel, we say, so who is the Murze? The lady is the Murze, because he is the Moy, not the Malve. So Memele, the lady shouldn't pay anything. But here it's not on the basis of Amitim Chavei Olvarayim. It's not on the basis of Amitim Chavei Olvarayim. Here it's on the basis of Momen Amutu Bisofi Chelkin because of the Bishore. So even though the Leven is the Murze, so still there is Aloch Ochel. Yeah, but this would be, but that is all right in connection with Chelkin. But Rebbe Leza said, "Mach leken zish nei mazuk imitayres." Abol echad olig mitayres, echad olig mitayres. Zem itul tayres, zem itul tayres. And according to Rashi and Tayres, so Rabbi Yechon is matir lechelikam. So where one is olig mitayres and olig mitayres, so zem itul tayres. So Achiyon Magar. So it's not chelikim. So it couldn't be based upon the aloche of Momen Amutu Bisofi Chelikim, because Momen Amutu Bisofi Chelikim. So it has to be chelikim. Here it's not chelikim. So since the little teire, so it's based upon the aloche of Amitim Chaver Olvarai. So the one who has the teire, so keeps the teire. So in other words, meaning keep the teire, we don't mean the piece of paper teire. We mean the shibudim represented by the that part of the shtar that contains the teire in it. And one that has the teire, the teife, so he keeps the teife, the shibudim. The shibudim that is represented by shtar that contains what the Torah contains. So that couldn't be based upon the din of Momen Amutu Bisofi Chelkin, because if it had been based upon the din of Momen Amutu Bisofi Chelkin, so then it shouldn't be Chelkin. So it should be Chelkin, not the little Torah, the net little Torah. So that doesn't present any kashya, because we could say, that after all, the Aloch Elf. The Jewish Rosh says that Tzumchus Din of Momen Amutu Bisofi Chelkin is based upon the posik of Tzedek Tzedek Tzir Beis Echad Midin Vechad Mipshor. So what's the Aloch of Echad Midin Vechad Mipshor? Echad Mipshor is not Shneid, it's a Gemore in Sanhedrin, is that Achlamed, I think, pointed out. Let's say, when Shtei Tzvinis are able to a narrow path, so they cannot pass through at the same time, because then they'll both be drowned. If both boats will try to pass through at the same time to that narrow channel. So the question, so one should have 5 hours. So one should have 5 hours. So which is first? So if one is loaded, the other one is not loaded, so the aloha is. So tischeine tuno, tuno, and so on. But suppose both are just equally loaded, both are equally unloaded. So once we know does not have any advantage, any advantages as over the other, so then Hatup Shogun. Since there is no deed, so then we have to apply Shogun, because the circumstances of the situations are of such character that we have to be Matup Shogun. So the Rosh Jewish Rosh says That's the reason why Simcha says, Moment I'm going to be suffering is healthy. Why? Because seeing Besen doesn't know, so Mele, we have to make it short. So the halacha is not healthy. The halacha is we have to make it short. In certain situations, so Besen is Mechuyev to apply it short, to make it short, in certain situations. So what does Pshara mean? So in case of Moment I'm going to be suffering, where both parties are equal, so Mele, there, the pshore, the right pshore, just pshore would be if it's happened. But pshore does not mean, pshore, the concept of pshore does not necessarily imply that it always has to be 50-50. Where is there such a halacha that pshore must always be 50-50? I mean, when Bez makes a pshore, that pshore is a different kind of pshore. That pshore is based upon Kabbalah's Kinyan. But it also is the concept, it also involves the concept of pshore when two parties have it in Torah. So Bezin is becoming Kinyan and then Bezin makes a pshore. So their pshore means pesher according with him. Alright, so what is the same concept of pshore? So does it always mean that it has to be 50-50? So in other words, when Bezin passes it in Torah and there is a claim of $10,000, so the psalmim must be 5,000. There is no halacha, it depends upon the circumstances. So in the case of Moment Amut Bisofi, where both parties, where the rights of both parties are the same, one is not, does not have any more fears than the other, so then the right, the fair and the righteous solution consists in 50-50. So there it's chilkin. But the halacha of Moment Amut Bisofi chilkin is not based upon any process that says it must be chilkin. The halacha of Moment Amut Bisofik Chilkin is based upon the pasuk of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdei, the Rosh says. Echad Levin v'Echad Pshor. So, in certain situations, so what is the Tzedek? What is the Tzedek of the Pshor? The Tzedek of the Pshor is Chilkin, where both parties are equal in all their spheres. But sometimes, so because of Pshor, so Pshor it would be Chilkin. Now, for Mele here, it could be that even the halach of Echad Odek V'Teile, the Echad Odek V'Teile, so then it's not Chilki. Then the Malve who holds the Teile, so he collects more than half of the shtar. Why does he collect more than half of the shtar? Because actually, that shtar, that piece of paper has a certain value, that piece of paper. It has a certain value. It has a certain value. So Mimele, since it has a certain, why, what's the value? In the market, he could get a certain price for it, let's say $100 stock, so he could get $80. So now, the Malve holds the Teref, and the Levi holds the Teref. The Teref has Zman, the Teref does not have Zman. So let's say a stock, $100 stock with Zman, would be worth in the market $80, a $100 star without Zman, so it could only collect from Chos Mechelis, would have the market value, let's say, of $50. So now the Malve holds the Teire, and the Leiva holds the Teire. So are they both equal? They're not equal, because he holds a piece of paper that has a value in the market of $80. The Leiva holds a piece of paper that has a value in the market of $50. So there is no parity in the roles of the two parties. So then the pshore is not chilkin. The pshore is 50-50 if there is complete parity between the parties, between the three parties. But when there is no parity, one is a muzik in a piece of paper that has a value of $80, and the other one is a muzik in a piece of paper that has a value only of $50. Why should we say chilkin? Why should we? So we have to make it pshore on the basis of Tzedek Tirdei. But here the pshore is not chilkin. Here the pshore is zenitul teiret with zenitul teiret. So we could say that. Then we could also say, we could say that this halacha, Now of course, according to the Rambam, that it's always chilkin. So then it's much more mistaken to say that it's based upon the din of Moment Amut Bisofik Chilkin. But even according to Teitz, Even according to Tefes, that where Echadodic be Tefes, Echadodic Tefes. So it's not Chilchus, but one takes the value of the Tefes and the other one keeps the value of the Tefes, of the Tefes, of the Tefes, of the Tefes. So you could say it's also based upon the Aloche, upon the Aloche of Tzedek Tzedek Tzedek, of Pshor. But in this case, the Pshore, the righteous Pshore, is not Chilchus. Why? When is the chelkin? When is the proper pshore? When is the proper pshore? Chelkin is there is complete parity, but here there is no parity. One is more of a mosaic than the other. One is a mosaic in an $80 star, in a star that has a value of $80, and one is a mosaic in a star that has a value of $50. So the pshore is mechayev that one should be given. One should keep the value, the proportional value of a teiret, and one should keep the proportional value of the teiret. But it's based upon pshat. All right. According to the Rambam, so it's much more mistaver that to apply the concept of pshat. But even according to teiret, we can apply the concept of pshat. Now, but then we can say something else. That true. When echod is odig b'teifes, v'echod odig b'teiret, since it's not chilkin, so it's based upon the din of amitz and chazer l'varai. So in other words, it's based upon the din of amitz and chazer l'varai. Not the vada din mozeh. And I'm sad that there is, but the suffix din of mozeh. The suffix din of mozeh, we certainly couldn't say the vada din of mozeh, because how could we say the chol apoches if we say, let's say that the chilkin means the amount of the debt, all right, we could say the value of Moses. But if the chilkin is on the market value, how could we say the value of Moses? But we could say that the din of chilkin was shnei matnikim teiret, shnei matnikim teiret, or the din of zenitul teiret, zenitul teiret, where one is obligated teiret and one is obligated teiret. So both, in both situations, is based upon the halacha of a moment, a mitzvah of chaver v'rai. The suffix din of Moses, the suffix din of Moses. But then, So that's why if Shnei Matukim Teiret, so both are equally Mozokim. So it's Yachleiku, and the face explained that it means Yachleiku in the market value of the Shtar, and the Echad Olim Teiret. The Echad Olim Teiret, so then each one keeps the proportional value of the Shtar that he keeps, that he holds in his hand. The Teiret is a star and the Teiret is a star. So each one has to keep the proportional value of the star from the point of view of the Shibudim that it represents. So. That's why, if Shnei Matukim Teiret, so both are equally Mozokim. So it's Yachleiku, and the face explained that it means Yachleiku in the market value of the Shtar, and the Echad Olim Teiret. The Echad Olim Teiret, so then each one keeps the proportional value of the Shtar that he keeps, that he holds in his hand. The Teiret is the Shtar and the Teiret is the Shtar. why, that's why if Shnei Mazukim Teire, so both are equally Muzokim. So it's Yachleiku, and the Sages explained that it means Yachleiku in the market value of the Shtar, and the Echad Olim Teire. So then each one keeps the proportional value of the Shtar that he keeps, that he holds, that he holds in his hand. The Teire is the Shtar and the Teire is the Shtar. So each one has to keep the proportional value of the shtar from the point of view of the shibudim that it represents. So that's on the basis of Amikim Chavel Varai, because the Malve holds the Teref. How the Teref? Same is in Muzek in the Teref. So Mele the Leve wants to be made to Bami all of Varai until he brings Raya, so he has to let the Malve keep the value of the Teira that he owns. How is that measured? Well, so the Gemara points out how it's measured. That the labor holds the Teira, he is immovable. So the Malve cannot collect that proportional value of the Teira, the labor holds. So he figured out proportions. So it's on the basis of Hamid Mechavel Avrai. So then you ask, but how can we consider the Malve who holds the Teire as a Muzek, but Aloch is like the Tiller, the Shtar, and the Rive, is Lafki Gogdome, is Lafki Gogdome. So the answer is this. The Machleket between the Shammai and the Tiller is in regard who is to the question, who is considered the Muzek in the Moins that he wants to be gay. So the Shammai say, let's say, Elisha is Satan, that is Eino Sheiso, and it is Sofik, is Vera Salda, Sofik Zinso, Sofik Loizinso, so the Isha can collect the Ksuvah. Why? Because since she holds the Ksuvah, so she talented with the Ksuvah Gogodome, so she is considered the Mosekes in the Moins that she did not as yet collect. The Moins that are actually in the possession of the Baal. The Ksuvah says, talented with the Ksuvah Gogodome. So insofar as the Moins are concerned, So the Ishi is not the Mosekis. The Ishi is the Maul, is not the Mosekis. The Baal, who is the Levi of the Ksuve. So he is the Mosekis. Of course we pass by the Sira. But here, if the question had been in regard to the amount of the debt, the amount of the Chiz that is specified in the Shtar, so then we say the Malve by holding the Teref is not the Mosekis in the Mois, in the debt. That is still in the possession of the lady. But here Teisa says that the whole cheshbon is not based upon the amount of the debt. It's based upon the value of the shtar in the market. Now, a shtar has, the piece of paper itself has a certain value in the market. If someone is a malve on $100, so he can sell that $100 shtar to Elikeach. And Elikeach will give him $80. So that means that this piece of paper has the value of $80 too. The value is not an intrinsic value. It's not that the paper itself, as paper, is worth $80. As paper, it might be worth half a penny. But as the medium through which, as the instrument through which he can collect money, as something that represents shibudim, it has a worth of $80. So that piece of paper has $80. That piece of paper has $80. So Mimele, since that piece of paper has a worth of $80, so and the Malve holds the data in his hands. So that means he has his possession a piece of paper that has the worth of $80. The Raven has in his hands the Teifet, and that's worth in the market $50. So he has this possession, a piece of paper that has the worth of $50. That has the worth of $50. So Mimele, each one is a Muzek in the piece of paper that has a certain worth. As the embodiment of the Shibuli. So Mele Shtar or Midligvei is Lafki Govodomo, that means that the Malve, even though the Shtar is not in Muzek in the Mois, in the Chiz itself, that is still unpaid. But as far as the value of the paper is concerned, so even Mose. So is the Mose, so the Malve, he has the Teref, and the Teref is $80, is worth $80, he started as the Teref, is worth in the market $80, so is the Mose to that extent in the Shtar. In the value of the piece of paper as the embodiment of the Shibud. So the Mele, we can apply the din of Hamitim Chaver Olavarai. So that's why the Mitl Teref. Mitl Teref means the proportional value of the Teref, and the way that keeps the Teref, the proportional value of the Teref. So it's not in conflict with the Aloch of Shtar Mizlivah Bavadoma, because Shtar Mizlivah Bavadoma only implies that the Malvi is not the Muzik in the Moiz, but in the value of the paper, he is the Muzik. But then the question arises, so there too, why would he still say that Oish has Oish Yoshein Yoshein? So Eim Yitzor Tzuboso, because so too, she cannot collect the debt. Let's say the ksuba is 200 zoos, so this says they cannot collect the 200 zoos from the bar. Because Amitim Chazal Olaraya doesn't tell her, you prove that you are not in the Zeref of that, you won't be done. And until you prove it, so you cannot collect the 200 zoos. Because in the 200 zoos, the will be the Mosek. But her star has a certain value. She could sell it, let's say, for 150 zoos, maybe, the ksuba. So she could sell for 150 zoos. So let her be able to collect 150 zoos. In that she is Mosekit. Just as here we say, he can collect that value, that proportional value of the shtar in which is the Mosek, and over there she is the sole possessor of the ksuba, of the shtar ksuba. So as much as the shtar ksuba is worth, let her be considered in Mosek, and let her be able to collect from the Baal the amount that she would be able to collect from it, to get from the Rekeach at the purchase price of the Ksuvet. Let's say if she could get from the Rekeach 150 zoos for a 200 zoos Ksuvet, so she should be able to collect from the Baal, and over there we say that she doesn't collect anything. So the answer is this, there is no fear. Because over there, you see, Monefshech, if the Ishe demands Moi, because she's entitled to the Ksuve, the Baal is Midamisher, and the Ksuve is Nitno Ligovei upon Gerishin, so the Baal can say to her, you want Moi? What is your tree? What's your claim? Moi? The Moi of the Ksuve? I'm the Moi that knows Moi. It's in my possession, not in your possession. Why then, the burden of proof is upon you. Bring anything that you are not in the merit of the house, that you won't be done it, so then I'll give you the ksuba. And then, so she cannot say she's the Mosek in the Moed, that she's claiming. But then she'll make another claim. She'll make a claim for what? For the value of the shtar. Why? Because that shtar, that piece of paper, so has the value in the market. So the Baal can tell her, go ahead, who stops you? Go ahead and sell it. Sell it for $1 million if you can. I'm not going to stop you, but she won't get a penny from the Rekeach. Why? Because the Rekeach knows there would be Rekeach who would be interested in buying it, so they know that he won't be able to collect from the Baal. Because the Baal will say to the Rekeach the same thing that he says now to the East. So in other words, so she cannot collect a penny on the basis of a claim for the value of that shtar. Because as far as the value, you say that shtar has a value. So he says, fine, you have the shtar and do the best out of it. So in Meleh, we say that the Ishe cannot collect a penny. Mashink in here, where the Malve and the Levi both hold on to the shtar. Where the Malve and the Levi both hold on to the shtar. So then the claim, so true, if the Malve will demand more, will demand money from the Leive, let's say it's $100 shtar, and the Baal will say, pay me. So then the Leive will say, I don't want to pay. But But here is something else. The Levi, the Malva says to the Levi, I'm not asking you now for money. I want this piece of paper. This piece of paper has a great worth. It doesn't have any intrinsic value. All right, so it doesn't have any intrinsic value. And suppose someone has a picture, let's say, a picture of his father. So to him, this picture is worth $1,000. To somebody else, it wouldn't be worth 5 cents. So, but to him, this picture has sentimental value. So it has a worth of $1,000. So here too, the Malva can say, I'm not asking you now to pay the debt. I want this piece of paper. This piece of paper is mine. And you cannot take away that piece of paper. And Besen cannot take away that piece of paper from my hands either. Because I hold the Tevet. And the Tevet has a worth. Not an intrinsic word, but it embodies Shibudim. So I want this piece of paper. So then the Levi cannot say, Hamidim Ramel Varaye, you want to collect money from you, from me, you have the burden of proof. Because the Malva can say to him, I don't want to collect from you money now. Now I don't want to collect from you money. Now I just want that piece of paper. So Besen cannot take away that piece of paper. And Besen cannot take away, because then Besen will be made in Chavere. So Besen cannot take away the piece of paper and say, Yimunachat Yovel Yo, and until it's Yovel Yo, so the Levi doesn't have to pay. Because then Besen would be made in Yadamuzek. And what he is demanding now is that he should get this piece of paper. He should get this piece of paper. And the Mele, so the Mele we say, Hamaitim Chaver Ol Raya, to the extent that he's a Muzek, Besen cannot take away from him. So what does that mean, cannot take away from him? Cannot take away from him the piece of paper? That's of no worth. It means it cannot take away from him the worth of that piece of paper. So we figure out proportionately. I mean, how much the Malvi is a Muzek, and how much the Levi is a Muzek. Machaitin over there, so there, the Isha has the piece of paper, that's true. But she wants more. She's not demanding the piece of paper. She has it in her possession. And the Baal certainly could not take it away from her. He certainly could not take away from her. So she wants more. As far as more is concerned, so the Baal is the most. So it could be explained on the basis of Hamitim Chavir Ol Rayo. All right. Now, there is another pshat in the Sheni. There is another pshat in the Sheni. Now, according to Rashi and Teiret, so the Teiret is the upper portion. The Teiret is the upper portion. And it says, the Malve, the Shimalive, Shimamalve, Amoi, everything, Zman, everything. And then comes the lower portion of the Shtar, which reiterates the contents of the shtar. So everything is reiterated except the zman. And then beneath at the bottom, of course, they themselves. So the tefef is on the top and the tefef is at the bottom. The Rashbo has another pshat. The Rashbo Magdishne mentioned this, Bezis mentioned this here is the Rashbo. And also Magdishne mentioned, they say no, it's just the reverse. That on the contrary, the tefef is the very beginning, the very upper portion of the shtar, that's the tefef. And actually, I mean, the way we write, let's say, Ksuvah today or shtar today. So how do I write Ksuvah? B'sheni b'shabes, b'sheni b'shabes, shnei yomim, I mean, let's say, shnei yomim b'chidesh tefef. Let's say, for example. So that is in the first line. So that is the tefef. That is the tefef. So the tefef consists only of the zman, that's all. The first line, b'sheni b'shabes, you write the date, b'sheni b'shabes, before everything else. So you say, b'sheni b'shabes, shnei yom l'chedesh tefef. Chamesh es alofi, shva meish, shloshim b'shol, libri yasei. So that's the tefef. And then everything else is the tefef. And then, the edim side. So in other words, Echadodet B'tei, the Malve, holds on to the Teiret. So, in the Leiv of Dr. David, what does it mean? It means, according to Rajbo, that he holds the whole staff. The whole staff. Shema Leiv, Shema Malve, and Moi, and they even do. They even do. And what the Leiv hold the David? So the upper portion of the staff, that line which mentions his mouth, B'shem B'shav, he holds. So what does it mean? I mean, the Tefet doesn't say anything. But the Tefet says everything. But there is a diminution in the Raita Shtar. In other words, there's a diminution in the Shtar. Because without this man, it couldn't be given from the Chodim Shabbat. But man without everything else is nothing. So in Melee, this is Echot Oduk B'Tefet. The Echot Oduk B'Tefet. Echot Oduk B'Tefet, Echot Oduk B'Tefet. So Zenitul Teirev, that means the Malva holds the Teirev. So he keeps the Teirev, that means he collects the Shtar. And the Leve keeps the Teirev, what do they have? Nothing. So this is how the Rajbe explains. Avo mitir, divre satan forshim ire, shiva Malva holds the Teirev, shu mitir mokim shkeitim da Leve, a Malva vore vahidim, el shem bizman, a Leve odur bizman, jivim Malva kuri, chutz mit me yazman, kireima. So of course, the Malva can collect the whole value of the Shtar, Chutz mit me yazman. In other words, as smart as a star that does not have zman would be worth. Would be worth. This is what he writes. Kereima sheshom mishtar, sheyish bizman kama shove, yeish on mishtar, sheyish bizman, umnakla maiz bene bene. Avo li mal ve ochus bitevet, shu mokim azman, vi leve bitevet, vini give a clue. But if the mal ve holds the tevet, so he really holds it, he's a move that in mishtar, that has a certain value. But, let's say, if it's a $100 star, and let's say, so star with man, $100 star with man, so could be given from the Chotim Shibodi, is worth $80 in the market. But without man, let's say, is worth $50 or $60. So then the Malveh holds the Teiret, but it doesn't have this man. So he'll be able to collect $50, $60 as much as a star that couldn't be given from the Chotim Shibodi is worth in the market. Is worth in the market. And if the Malveh holds the tape, so then it doesn't cost anything. All right, let me another share. And Shimon should be Kane, and Shimon is Mechave, that he and the women should be Kane. But suppose there will be witnesses who testify that Reuven, they saw that Reuven and Shimon picked up the Mitzie, Mamish at the same time. One not an infinitesimal second before the other. Mamish at the same time. But each one says, no, I want to be saying the whole thing. So then, we don't want to be saying. Because even if we say, Hamadbi Mitzil HaVeire Kona HaVeire, so it's only if it's Hamadbi Mitzil HaVeire. But if Reuven picks up the Mitzil and Shimon picks up the Mitzil at the same time, and each one is Magbiya just for himself, and so then neither one would be king. So in other words, so then we, according to Rashi's Pshat, we have to limit the din of the mission of Bizman Sheimedim or Sheish Lameidim Chelkim Lishvue to the case where each one was Mechavim to be Zecha for himself and for the other. But if each one would be Mechavim to be Zecha just for himself, neither one would be king. The Ritva is Chelk on Rashi. And the Ritva says, after all, I mean, the Mishnah doesn't say that only if they want having to be zeche for each other also. The Mishnah is mashma, if they didn't testify or they admit to each other, they both pick it up at the same time. They both pick it up at the same time. So they both pick it up at the same time. So in many ways, it's already, so if they both pick it up at the same time, even though each one has kavonah to be zeicha just for himself, but they both figure out at the same time, so maybe they're both zeicha and each one gets a head. Oh, now the question is, according to the Ritva, so how can this din of the Mishneh be explained on the basis of the concept of Amagbi and Mitzil HaVeirei, Yitzkon HaVeirei? Over there, Amagbi Mitzil HaVeirei, Kon HaVeirei, so he was mechaving to make that boy for somebody else. But in the case of the Mishi, he wasn't mechaving to make that boy for somebody else. Reuben was mechavin to make the agboya for himself, and Shimon was mechavin to make the agboya for himself. So how can it be? So what must we say? That since both made the agboya at the same time, so just as agboya by one is effective for one, so agboya by two is effective for both. So that it has nothing to do with the shaila of Amigbi Mitzil Chavere Kone Chavere or not Loi Kone Chavere. In the shaila of Amigbi Mitzil Chavere Kone Chavere or Loi Kone Chavere, we are not dealing with a case where two people make agboy. There we are dealing with a case where one person makes agboy. It's done by one. Reuven makes agboy for Shimon. So whether we say that agboy by Reuven for Shimon is a good agboy or it's not a good agboy, that's one question. Here there is something else. So what does it to do? Here the Mishnah tells us another halacha. It's another shaila. Whether Hagboye by two is considered Hagboye. So it has nothing to do with the shaila. Whether Hagboye by two is considered So Bishlei, according to Rashi, we can understand. Because according to Rashi, it's mamish the same shaila. Because the Mishnah, when it says, this man she made him, she is my word. So it also has reference to that case, where each one is mechavin to be zirchah for the other. So it's the same child. So according to Rashi, we can say that insofar as the question whether Hagboye by two is a good Hagboye, that goes without saying that it's a good Hagboye. Why not? But the shaila is whether it might be a mitzil chavere, is kone chavere or loy kone chavere. And the Mishnah also, it has reference to the case. It might be a mitzil chavere, is kone chavere or loy kone chavere. How is the Gemara, but according to the Ritva, how is the Gemara tailoring one shaila and the other? But, so it seems that according to the Ritva, I mean that is, there is no other pshat in the Gemara. In other words, the Ritva holds that obviously the Mishnah does not limit itself to the case where Reuven is mischaving to be zeche for him and for Shimon, and Shimon is mischaving to be zeche for him and Reuven. Each one has kavanah just for himself. But the question is whether now, so the question over there is in the Mishnah, whether Hagboye by two is a good Hagboye or it's not a good Hagboye. So in order that Hagboye by two should be a good Hagboye, so then our Pidin it must be considered when two Pitapi Chayfet, that each one was Magbi at the whole thing. Because if we were to assume that when two Pitapi Chayfet, so each one picks up only half of the Chayfet, so it's not a Hagboye. Hagboye means to pick up the whole Chayfet, not the half of it. So, in order to say that it should be Hagboye when it's picked up by two, then we must say that Al-Bidin, when two pick it up, so it's considered that each one made the whole Hagboye, not that each one made the half Hagboye. That is so. Each one made a whole Hagboye. But, that is Tolu. Now in this case, since each one is considered, so we see from the halacha of Shna, of Bishman Sheish Maneidim, or Sheish Shnei Maneidim, it's Chel Kolei Shvuei. So that means each one is Kenei. But in order to be Kenei, each one must make a whole Hagboye. If each one will make a half Hagboye, it couldn't be Kenei anything. So that means that when two make Hagboye, so it's considered that each one made a whole Hagboye. Picked up the whole Chesed. Now, if each one picks up the whole chayvet, so that means that if the halacha would be that hamagbiya mitziel chavere is loy kone chavere, if the halacha would be that hamagbiya mitziel chavere is loy kone chavere, why is hamagbiya mitziel chavere loy kone chavere? Because why would we say that Tamad Bim Tzil Chaveret Loikon Chaveret? So Rashi says, because, the Gemara further, because he stated to Baal Chayi, Vimokim Shechav La'achirim. So the mele, the agboye by two, each one made the whole agboye. But since we say stay face, so Ruve made the agboye, and Shimon made the agboye. So each one has to acquire title in the chaver that they picked up because of the agboye of the other also. Because each one, and then something else. You see, the Rosh says, now, the Rosh says, Rashi, the Raivet, now let's see. Why? Because the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman, this is a merit man being still chaver, ikon chaver. This al kadai tachu ikon chaver, to se zu ki mi shim nachat va kabe karke, vi zu ki shim nachat va kabe karke, ve lo yikne lo yze ve lo yze, el laf shma mino, hamad bim itzil chaver, iskon chaver, iskon chaver. So the Tzidin Kvetet mentions the name of the Raivet, Pirish Raivet. ודווקא שלא יגביאו איסו כדי שאם יניח איסי יואחות לא יתירוקה מן הקרקע. אבל אם יגביאו איסו כדי שאם יניח יואחות יתירוקה מן הקרקע, קונו שני מחמס עצמו, לפי שאינו כמנחת לגע בקרקע, ויכול יואחות כאינו בהגבור. So the Raivet, come the Raivet, if we say that I'm going to be מצוירת, is going to have a ray. So then, when to pick up, it wouldn't be a good agboye. Why? It wouldn't be a good agboye. Why wouldn't it be a good agboye? In the case where without the agboye of one, so one end would remain a gabitar. It all depends how they pick up, with what force it was picked up by the two. So if it was picked up in such a way by Reuven and Shimon, that one agboye without the other would leave one end of the chayfetz and the karka, so then it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good if we were to assume that Magbim Sel Chaveir is Loi Tachad. Masherik in the case where the agboye was picked up by each one with so much force that even without the agboye of the other, so the whole chayfetz would be picked up just by the force of the agboye of one, so then even if we were to assume that an agboye mitzil chaveirei is loy kon chaveirei, he still would be king. That's what the Raivet. Then the Rashba says, "Veinim mechva beinai, shim kein leike maslis miyoch." So what kind of right? Then he says. ואפילו תימא בשביל מסליס לסתומק אותו נקטו לניחם תכין למקביע מציל לחבירה לכל החבירה יד חבירה כי קרקע דומה לגבי דידי. So in other words, so even in the case where it would be, each one would pick up in such a way. So that even if one will leave it off, will let his hands off, so it will remain above the karka, but since it was picked up by two, so the mele is considered, if Magbim Tzul Chaveir is going on the Chaveir, so the Agboye by the other one, as against the Agboye, let's say by Shimon, as against Reuven, is considered as if it is Menachat Rabbi Karak. This is what the Rashba says. The Tesis Rosh is also Chelek on the Raya. But he mentions a different reason. He says, "Pirush Raivet Davke Shlo Yigbiyah." We'll establish. Dim Kein Hod Om Arov Echeros Shepikiyach Shigbiyah Mitziyah Leikonu. The Pikiyach Leikonu that Boes Echeros Lemhaniyoi. Umetiyach Leikonu Pikiyach Leikonu Echeros. Habu Lefushem Lefuke. Shemigbiyah Ad Shemiyaniyach Leichot Teokem Nakarke. Kon Shnei Machmas Atzum Pirush Arom Choli Leikonu. Vaadvinei Say. The Tfisas Kol Echot Mivatel Kiyin Chaveret. Given the increases chaveirei me'eles likum. Me'eles likum. Ve'amrino chazine lo'in kni yaschotzi shel chaveirei ki lo'inichu ze lipeil v'ar mizboish makarak. So the Rosh, it could be that the Rashba also means the same thing that the Rosh. But the Rosh says in so many words, he mentions something else. He says that if Magbiya Mitzil Havere is Goykona Havere, so then one Dagboy of one would be a Seiseya to the Dagboy of the other. So it would be a Seiseya to the Dagboy of the other. Now, so why? Because in order to be Zeicha with Dagboy, there must be a Dagboy, one must make the whole Dagboy. And if there is another Agboye, Ruby makes the whole Agboye, Shimi makes the whole Agboye, so then Shimi's Agboye should negate Ruby's Agboye. It's a Tarte de Tzatz. If the halacha had been that there is no, in order to be Zeicha in half of the Chefe, you don't have to make a whole Agboye in the Chefe. You can make only half an Agboye in the Chefe. So then Shimi's Agboye would not be a Seiseya, would not negate, could not negate Ruvin's Agboye, because all that is necessary in order to be Zeichet in Heve Chayfet is to make Heve Agboye. No, one cannot be Zeichet even in Mashi of Chayfet with Heve Agboye. In order to be Zeichet in any Chayfet of Chayfet, he must make a whole Agboye in Chayfet. Now, since Ruvin is considered when Shnayim Shosu, when two make the Agboye, so it's considered as if each one made the whole Agboye, the Chayfet was Magbiya the whole Chayfet, so then if the halacha had been that a Magbiya Mitzil HaVeire is Loikon HaVeire, so then the Agboye of Shimon would be Seiseya, the Agboye would be Mivatel, as the Rosh said, would be Mivatel, would negate the Agboye of Ruvin. If the halacha had been that a Magbiya Mitzil HaVeire is Loikon HaVeire. But since we see that it is not Mivatel, so why is that Mivatel? Because one can be Magbiya for the other. So maybe there is no Stira. Because one could be Magbiya for the other also. One Agboye could be Agboye for the other. So maybe the Agboye of Shimon is not Mivatel, is not Seiseya, the Agboye of Ruvin. But if the Halacha had been that a Magbiya Mitzil HaVeire is Loikon HaVeire, so then the Agboye of Shimon would be Mivatel Agboye of Ruvin. But we see it's not Mivatel. Why would it be Mivatel? Because after all, when two make Agboye, so it doesn't mean one is Magbiya half of the Chayim, and that one might be the other half of the Chayim. Then there is no Stirah. No, each one is Magbiya the whole Chayim. And if each one is Magbiya the whole Chayim, so then one is saying to the other, one should be Mivatel the other. Unless one could himself make Agboye for the other. So maybe there is no Stira, so it's not Levato. That's the Raya of the Gemara, according to the Rishon. All right, now, this how could I talk, we call it Chavira, Tosh, this is Shemach Rabbe Kaka, this is Shemach Rabbe Kaka, Lo Yikne, Lo Yizeh, Lo Yizeh, El Olah Shema Meno, and this is Chavira, Kona Chavira. Now, there is, in Simen Reis Samachtes, there is a Machlekes between the Sma and the Shach. The Sma says that when we say Hamagbiya Mitzil Chavere, Kona Chavere, so it's only when do we say that if Ruvin picks up the Chavere on behalf of Shimon, so Shimon is Kene, that is only if Ruvin at the time when he picks up, he says in so many words, Harini Magbiya Es HaChavere Kedei Liskes L'Shimon. But if he doesn't say it, but then later on, he comes and says, he tells him a story, when I picked it up, I had in my mind, didn't tell it to anybody, but I had in my mind to pick it up for you. So then Shimon is not there. And he can, in good faith, himself can be chesed. Even though at first, when Ruvin picked up the chesed for Shimon, so he had in his heart, in mind, he entertained the thought that he's picking it up for Shimon, but as long as he didn't verbalize it, so then he can be a nice man and change his mind and keep it for himself. But only if he verbalized it. Verbalize. Why? If he didn't verbalize it, because it's wrong. So this is what the Sma. The Shach is ready. And the Shach, in Simon Reis Amachter, says that even if he didn't verbalize, He just entertained that kavona in his heart. So Shimon is king. Shimon is king. So the Tzeisach Heshet, in Sima Beit Samachter, he agrees with the Smah. Why? He says, the Smah doesn't give an explanation. He just said it. And the Shach also doesn't give an explanation. He's just chelik on the Shach. So now there is machlekim to the Smah and the Shach. According to the Smah, when do we say Al-Gvin to the Chavei, only if Ruvein said Beferesh, said, so he verbalized, he said, I'm in Magbir as a visual Shimon, but if he didn't say it, so then Shimon is not there, and the Shach says, even if he didn't say it. So the Tzisachishen agrees with the Smah. Why? Because if he didn't verbalize it, so he's wrong Shabbat. I mean, it's not known to anybody. He knows it. So the Roman Shabbat didn't draw. And then the Nisibis agrees with the Shach. And in regard to the timing, that the Tzitz mentions Rogam Shemalevin and Vorim, so he says that the Rajbo in Yidushin Daf Nun, says that when do we say Rogam Shemalevin and Vorim, only when the Piv is Seisei of the Lev. But if there is, in other words, if there is a contradiction between the thought in his heart, the Rajbo in Dushin Daf Nun. So the Rajbo says, when do we say Dvorim Shemalevin Dvorim? Only if there is a contradiction between the thought in his heart and the words of Bipit. So then we say the furtive intention of the heart is of no importance. But if there is no spirit between the pet and the lead, so then Dvorim Shemalevin is wrong. The Rajbo does say that. But the fact is, the thesis at the beginning of Hashaleach in Gittin is chelik on the chit of the Rajbo. So it's a pella, so in other words, so it's tolu, so the machlekes between the Sma and the Shach is really tolu. In the machlekes between thesis at the beginning of Hashaleach, you'll go over the big thesis, at the beginning of Hashaleach, you'll see at least one lashon in thesis that holds that even when there is no sphere, maybe in the other lashon is different, but I mean, one motion certainly in the beginning of Hashaleach, in Teitzes, holds that even if there is no stira between the pendle and we still say Dvorim Shemalevin is wrong. So I know the Sma is in accordance with Teitzes Shite, and the Shach is in accordance with the Shite of the Rashi. All right. Then Lach Shmamino, Hamakdim Yitzil Chavir, Kol Chavir, Omarok. Leila mei meloch, hamagdim yitzil chavir, lei kona chavir. Veocha ene tanye, migit zocho in afshe, zocho in amal echav, so Rove says to Rambach, oh, no, it's no raya from this. Because we could say that migit zet, hamagdim yitzil chavir, lei kona chavir. So then you ask, so why do we say in the Sefer, I mean, in the Mishneh, בזמן שיש לו מיידין, בזמן שמיידין שלו איזה חלקם לא ישוע? Because here, since he's there for himself, he picks it up for himself. So we say, "Migel zochel nafshi zochel lechad." Teda, she lo amal ishluch. Say you gnevli v'gona afipot. If Reuven will say to Shimon, "You go and see, go and steal from me," so it will be pot. Why? Because in shliach lo aver. In shliach lo aver. So, loyum amagdim zochel aver, loykon chalim. The reason is why. So Rashi explains, the Gemara deals with Tvichet. So by Tvichet there is a special Gzeras HaKos that Yesh Liach Lo Aver. But where does the Gemara say that Gabi Gneive itself, if two Shutvim, two Ashutvim in a Gneive. So let's say Ruvein will steal a Beheime for himself and for Shimon, so then they'll both be Mechuyev. What does the Gemara say then? So the Gemara doesn't even say it. So So Meile Teisus explains that when the Gemara says here, when the Gemara says here, Shutrin Shegonvu, so the Gemara means Sheikbiu Shneye. Not that Ruben picked up a Chayfe, his neve, for himself and for Shimon. No, Ruben and Shimon together picked up a Chayfe, Steragne. So a Gadol must make a Kinyan. So it's the same Shaila. Must make a Kinyan. If a Gadol doesn't make a Kinyan, he's not Chayef. Now, so if we are to say that Magbim is Chavir Lekon Chavir, so maybe the Kinyan for one is not, it shouldn't be a Kinyan for the other. So neither one should be Mechuyev. And we see that he is Mechuyev. So it's a Raye that we say in Migad is Zoche Lenafshe, Zoche Lechavre. And of course, what will Rabbi Bar Chome say? Rabbi Bar Chome will say over there too is because of Amagbir Mitzil Chavir Lekon Chavir. In other words, because a kinyan for one is a kinyan for the other. A kinyan by one, a agboye by one is a good agboye for the other. So mimele they are mechuyev by ganef falls. All right, but Rove says no, because that even if we say that amagbim mitzvah chaveirei is loikon chaveirei, but here we say that. That Miguel Zohar Nafsh Zohar Nam Lechavre. Since he's making the kinyan for himself, he's making the kinyan for them. Now, in regard to Teisus Kashi against Rashi, where does the Gemara say that there is the Shutrin Shegonvu is Chayev in Gneive? There the Gemara deals with Tzricha Mechire. So Nachozovi says, true, that there the Gemara deals with Tzricha Mechire. That if one shooteth, was the veach. So then he's chayef on behalf of himself and on behalf of the other, so they are both mechuyev. So insofar as tzichah is concerned, there is because of his special kedushas hakosu that he is shliach ba'avira by tzichah. It's a special kedushas hakosu. But since there the Gemara deals, Rashi assumes that the Gemara does not deal with the case where Reuben and Shimon, so they both made the hakboy of Gneve together, and then Reuben just was the veach on behalf of himself and on behalf of Shimon. No. So Rashi assumes that when the Gemara mentions that if one was the veach for himself and for the other and for Ishutev, so Yisrael, so it is reference to the case where the gneve was also done. The gneve, so in other words, the gneve was also done by one for himself and for the other. In other words, Reuben did everything. He was first, he stole for himself and for Shimon, and then he was the veach, the behemoth that he stole for himself and for Shimon. Now, there is a chiyuv of dal veyom rachmoni. But so there couldn't be less than dal vey. So if Reuben's gneve could not be mechayev Shimon and Kevo, so then he couldn't, Reuben's tricha couldn't be mechayev him, couldn't be mechayev dalvei, because dalvei yom rachmon and legimu vidalvei. So true that the Gemara tells us the halacha legavei tricha mechira, that if Reuben was the veach, the behemoth that was stolen by him and for Shimon, so he is chayev dalvei, and Shimon is chayev dalvei. Why is he chayev dalvei for tzviche? That's because of his special kedushas shliach ba'avera. So, as far as tzviche is concerned, we cannot apply the concept of Miguel Zohar Nafshe Zohar Lechavre, that's only Shaykh in the Kinyan, but not in Tvicha and Mechir. In Tvicha is not Shaykh. In Tvicha is not Shaykh. So over there, the reason is why Shimon is also Chayev, even though he did not do the actual act of Tvicha, so that's because of his special Sakosuv of Yeshliach Barabeir. So maybe if Shimon told Reuven that he should be Tveyach for him too, So Mele, there is Yeshter Vavire. But since Shimon is Chayv Alvei, so obviously he's Chayv and Kevu also. Because Alvei of Rahman, Eviloi, Gimel Vidalet. So Mele, it's a Raya that he became a Chuyev and Kevu as well. Even though it was done by Reuven. Of course, we could say that the Gemara there has reference to the case where, insofar as the Gneve was concerned, so the Gneve was done, the Amboy was done by Jordan. But Rashi doesn't apply that Gemara will come in that way. So Mimele, he mentions that Gemara. But Rashi, according to Rashi, so when Gemara says, Shutin Shegomvu is Chayovim, it means even if Reuven just made the kinyan, the Agboy, the Ma'isik Neve, he made for himself and for Shimon, so Shimon is also Chayv. Shimon is also Chayv, so what kind of idiom is it? According to Teisa, that Shutin Shekongu means where they both made the Agboy and the Neve, so it's the same child. So it's the same child. In other words, so we say, how could the Agboy of Reuven be effective for Shimon? So because Migel Zoch Lenafshe is Zoch Lechav. Migel Zoch Lenafshe is Zoch Lechav. Mashei Kein according, but according to Rashi, so here there is another Aloch. What has it to do? So here, obviously, there is another Aloch. So the question is, there is Aloch of Eishlech Lavera. If there is a Shlech L'Avere, so how could Reuven, by making the Ma'isik Neve for himself and Shimon, be Mechayev Shimon and Shlech L'Avere? So we have to say that there is a special aloche of Migad Zoch L'Nafshe, Zoch L'Chavre. So it has nothing to do with the aloche of a Shlech L'Avere, but what we must say that we got a Shutin Shegomvu, why is Shutin Shegomvu Chayovim, according to Rashi Pshat? In other words, that there is Yesh Liach V'Avere, but Magbir Mitzil HaVere, whether it's Kona HaVere or Loi Kona HaVere, Migri Zoch Nafshe Zoch L'Chavre, so has nothing to do with Yesh Liach V'Avere. There is no Avere. So, Bishleime, according to the Yeshua, which is a very strange thing, the Yeshua says, why do we say that the Bandomau says that Amagbi Mitzil HaVere is Loikon HaVere? Why is Loikon HaVere? Because Ativis Bachim Mokishchav L'Achirim is Loikon. Why is Ativis Bachim Mokishchav L'Achirim Loikon? So the Yeshua says, because it's ancient Lech HaVere, but this is very strange, from Ativis Bachim Mokishchav L'Achirim, so is the Tevis Vachiv Mokishchav Vachivim, because by picking it up for Shimon, if Reuven picks up the Chivet and see it for Shimon, so it prevents Levi from being there, but there is no Avera at all.